Generally, we are trying to mitigate the risk of contracting the increased transmission of COVID-19, considering what is happening globally and also the fear of importation of new cases, particularly the new variants, into the country. We know that people have relaxed on these measures. The public is no longer observing the non-pharmaceutical interventions put in place, that is wearing of face masks, keeping social distancing, avoiding overcrowding, as well as using sanitizers or washing hands where necessary. Temperature checks in public places, complying to these measures when using public transportation or other public spaces as well. So these measures are just to make sure that people continue to observe them, particularly at this point in time where we are at the risk of having a third wave of COVID-19 in Nigeria.
The new restrictions, will they include intrastate travels?
No. There is no restriction on state travels. However, people traveling with commercial means, with public transportation, are enjoined to comply with the non-pharmaceutical interventions put in place.
This curfew is being reimposed because of a surge. So what part of the country is most impacted with this surge?
As we have seen in the last several months now, 5 states have been in the eye of the storm in terms of COVID-19 in Nigeria. These are Lagos State, FCT, Plateau, Kaduna, and Port Harcourt, that is River State. These states have been in the most in terms of numbers, they have been the most in terms of positivity rates, and they have fairly remained the same states.
I want to talk about COVID-19 vaccination. What percentage of Nigeria's population would you say has been vaccinated? And does the government provide this vaccine free of charge?
Yeah, certainly. Vaccines are free. Vaccines are provided free of charge to the population. We have obtained about 4 million doses of these vaccines. Right now, we have administered over 1 million doses of these vaccines. That is quite far from our target. This is just less than 1% of the population. And Nigeria is making more efforts to make sure that we acquire more vaccines so that we can continue the rollout.
It seems to me this new curfew is lax because people are going to be free to move around. How do you hope to control it?
Yeah, so, you know, when you have an epidemic or pandemic like this, the measures we are putting in place is to help mitigate the risk, to reduce the risk of transmission, to also reduce the impact, you know, of the pandemic itself. We know that we are not going to eliminate the risk completely, and therefore the measures that are being put in place now to ensure that the public, you know, comply with these rules. The authorities at the federal government and state governments have been encouraged to enforce these restrictions. We are talking about public gathering. Indoors gatherings that are more than 50 are not allowed. Places of worship, they are to maintain 50% capacity. Restaurants will provide takeaway services, but eat-in service should not also exceed 50%. People accessing public places must wear their face mask. If there is no face mask, service should not be provided. Temperature checks should be mounted in all public places. We've asked civil servants who are on grade level 12 and below to work from home or work virtually where necessary. For private businesses, we've also asked them to limit the number of people per space to what is acceptable on such gatherings. Political gatherings also have to comply with the COVID-19 measures put in place by INEC. So these are the measures, and that is what we hope to achieve.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much. You are welcome.